A data center insider has come forward with horrifying revelations about the AI mega facilities rising across the country. These aren't harmless tech campuses powering the internet. They're command centers for a globalist system of surveillance and control beyond anything humanity has ever seen. The insider claims the architecture being built inside these compounds will make the surveillance state of modern-day China look primitive by comparison. Vast AI networks tracking entire populations in real time. Total biometric surveillance, predictive behavior analysis, financial monitoring, psychological profiling. A machine designed not just to watch humanity, but to police, manipulate, and control it algorithmically. And according to the whistleblower, the elites building this system are preparing to perpetrate crimes against humanity on a scale the world has never witnessed. Because this isn't just about controlling the population, it's about depopulating it. The only question the globalists are asking is who survives the coming collapse, and who remains behind as obedient slaves inside the digital concentration camp they're building. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. You still think the data centers are there to store family photos, emails, and streaming videos? That's the bait and switch they're feeding the public, while something far darker is being built behind the curtain. The New World Order never disappeared. It just stopped announcing itself and went digital.
And I believe the progress that we have made in the partnership sets us up well for the New World Order.
Across the country, enormous concrete fortresses, many times larger than Manhattan, are rising out of farmland at unbelievable speed. Entire communities are being transformed into industrial AI zones. Power grids are being expanded for them. Water supplies are being drained for them. Small towns are suddenly surrounded by these gigantic facilities humming day and night, like mechanical cities. And behind these data centers stand the usual suspects: Bill Gates, BlackRock, Palantir. And they're racing to build these data centers before the public fully realizes what's unfolding right in front of them. Larry Fink understands what will happen when the public wakes up. That's why he's preemptively accusing any American who fights back of being a domestic terrorist.
Many more things are going to have to be underground. But even here in the United States, if we're going to be building, let's say, these 1 gigawatt data centers, how do we make sure we're not protecting those $50 billion, $75 billion investments? We have to relook at everything because of the role of drone warfare. Right now, we're looking at it internationally, but you know, one of my concerns is, could it be a domestic terrorism using a $3,000 drone? So all of these things are actually opportunities, not problems. It's going to require, as we said, trillions of dollars of capital.
Before you take him at face value, you should be aware Fink went on the record calling for mass depopulation in Western countries to elevate the elite standard of living.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations. Okay, that's something that most people never talked about. Shrinking demographics. These countries will rapidly develop robotics and AI and technology. And if the promise, I didn't say it's going to happen, but if the promise of all that transforms productivity, which most of us think it will, we'll be able to elevate the standard of living of countries and the standard of living of individuals.
Then there's Bill Gates. Mr. Depopulation himself spent the last decade quietly buying up massive stretches of farmland for reasons nobody could fully explain at the time. But now, the pattern is impossible to ignore. Wherever Gates' landholding expanded, data centers followed. Farmers are being evicted from the land, and family homes are being seized for the globalist project. We're not talking about a dystopian future. This is happening right now.
Hey, you guys, my name's Ansley. I live in Coweta County, Georgia. I wanted to come out here and show you guys firsthand what is happening to our county. So as you can see behind me, we have these power lines. Georgia Power is going to expand these lines to support power to the data center. What they're doing to homeowners is they're taking their homes. This is my childhood home behind me. It is being taken by force by Georgia Power. Homeowners in this county do not have a choice. It is called eminent domain, and they will take it.
The official explanation is that these facilities are needed for cloud computing and artificial intelligence. But according to an insider who works underground setting up one of Gates' Manhattan-sized compounds, the reality is far darker than anyone realizes. The whistleblower describes underground server halls stretching for miles, packed with systems designed not just to store information, but to monitor and predict human behavior itself. Entire divisions dedicated to real-time population tracking, behavioral modeling, and predictive surveillance. These systems don't just collect data, they're building profiles of entire societies. Every phone is a tracking device. Every smart appliance is a sensor. Every electric vehicle uploads oceans of movement data. Surveillance cameras, license plate readers, biometric scanners, bank transactions, private messages, search histories, medical records, and facial recognition systems are all fed into centralized AI networks, designed to monitor and control every aspect of human activity in real time. And sitting at the center of this surveillance architecture is Palantir.
Also at Davos last January, Palantir CEO Alex Karp said that AI will destroy humanity's jobs and described a future in which high school students train for factory jobs, no one goes to college or immigrates, and black box software run by major government contractors determines whether society is being run properly. For the more compliant, the so-called 15-minute city, smart city, and freedom city models are being built to incorporate digital ID, carbon tracking, and population monitoring. Where you live, how far you travel, and what your carbon footprint is are already being tracked in multiple countries and several U.S. cities.
The insider says the goal is not merely to watch people, but to create digital replicas of society itself. Simulations capable of predicting unrest, identifying dissent, and disabling non-compliant individuals before they even act. Which suddenly explains why criticism of the data centers seems to vanish online almost as quickly as it appears. Videos disappear, accounts are shut down, discussions get buried. Because the machine is already protecting itself while it's still being built.
I made two videos talking about how Georgia Power is taking families' homes and properties against their will. One of those being my own family. I have a personal connection to this story. But when I made these videos to speak out against it, TikTok banned my videos. They said that they're a violation of community guidelines. I never violated any community guidelines. I only came on here to tell the truth about what's happening in Coweta County, Georgia. This is happening to at least 30 people. Some of them are elderly, cannot handle this on their own. Some of these people have families. Some of these properties have been passed down by generation to generation.
And here's where the globalist future becomes truly terrifying. According to the insider, the elites funding this AI revolution don't believe most human beings are necessary in the future they're creating. Yuval Noah Harari, the prophet of Davos, has been preaching for the globalist death cult for years. Now BlackRock, Bill Gates and Palantir are making their move and carrying out the sadistic globalist vision. They're obsessed with depopulating the world, to the tune of billions of people. How are they planning to do it? We have the details from the bowels of the data center up next. Warning, the clock is already ticking. It turns out that the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not about obsessing over carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. The way to maintain a healthy weight, as well as increase your energy levels and live a long, healthy life, comes down to a specific and simple switch that you can flip in your body to flush out all of those unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry calls this process the caloric bypass. He has seen thousands of people who have activated this process in their bodies dramatically improve their health. The people who've tried this find that their fat melts away, their energy levels improve like they were young again, and many of their health problems just simply vanish. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. He says that he feels younger and healthier today than when he was 40 years old. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch it and learn more by visiting thehealthyfat.com/TPV. Please click the link below this video to learn his secret technique for free at thehealthyfat.com/TPV. Artificial intelligence and robotics are rapidly replacing workers across every sector of society. And once human labor loses value, the ruling class begins to see humanity itself differently. Not as citizens, not as communities, but as excess population. No wonder Palantir founder Peter Thiel can't bring himself to declare allegiance to the human race.
I think you would prefer the human race to endure, right? You're hesitating.
Yeah, well,
I
don't know. I would
This is a long hesitation.
There's so many questions implicit in this.
Should the human race survive?
Meanwhile, the globalists are buying out elected officials, subverting the American people, refusing to allow the public to have any say in their own future. Tucker spoke with Kevin O'Leary, who is fronting a colossal new data center project in rural Utah.
I would think, since you disagree with the Chinese way of life, which is pretty civilized in a lot of ways, but the one way in which it's barbaric is that it grants its citizens no real rights. And so I would think that you would be very worried about aping their system, which we are now doing. They have total surveillance. It's panopticon in China. We should create our own. Let's take 40,000 acres in Utah and make it possible for the government to know where you are at all times and what you're thinking, listening to you on your phone. Like, we have that.
You have to choose the less of two evils in your scenario. And I'm telling you, what you should do is say, I want Kevin O'Leary to succeed. I want him to beat the Chinese in compute power. Then use the laws of the United States to make sure that you keep that compute power in check, to not have it available, to put down my shovel. I don't think people want me to do that. Even the people in Box Elder, the majority of them want me to hold my shovel and start digging.
There was a referendum among citizens?
3-0. The commissioners of the county said, we want to be—
Oh, so three people voted. The people of the county—
They're elected officials. That's how you do it.
How hard is it for Kevin O'Leary and Amazon and Microsoft and Google to subvert three county commissioners in rural Utah?
They asked us to come. They asked us to bring $15 billion. There's no other way to do it.
Amazon, Google, and Kevin O'Leary got three county commissioners in rural Utah on their side. Good work.
Suddenly, the pieces start fitting together. The attacks on the food supply, the war on farmers, the obsession with fake synthetic meat, and patented seeds. The constant expansion of surveillance technology. The push towards digital currencies and biometric identification. The normalization of censorship. The endless fear campaigns convincing people to surrender even more freedom for more security. It's all connected. The data centers are the foundation for a new kind of civilization, one where Bill Gates, Palantir, and BlackRock control every aspect of human life. A globalist civilization where a radically reduced population is monitored, scored, and controlled through data centers run by AI. George Carlin had it worked out years ago.
The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
But even George Carlin couldn't predict how dark the globalist vision was going to become.
And in order to keep the compliant managed and the non-compliant contained, we have Palantir, which received a no-bid contract from the USDA to track federal employees' return to office compliance with real-time analysis and continuous compliance monitoring. The contract also includes the One Farmer, One File initiative, which will give Palantir a unified database of the land holdings, conservation practices, insurance claims, and financial data of every farmer who interacts with the USDA. This is the same Palantir that is proudly assisting the United States and Israel in targeting operations against civilians across the Middle East. Palantir CEO Alex Karp published The Technological Republic in February 2025. It became an instant New York Times number one bestseller and has been described as the AI manifesto inspiring Keir Starmer's government by the Times of London. Karp's central argument is that the state must merge its power with big tech, as it did during the Manhattan Project, to save Western civilization. The original 1930s technocracy movement, of which Elon Musk's grandfather was a member, declared that technocracy stands ready with a plan to salvage American civilization if and when democracy can no longer cope with the inherent disruptive forces.
The data centers are building a techno-communist system where ordinary people live inside tightly controlled smart cities under permanent digital supervision. Your movements tracked through carbon credit systems. Your purchases approved or denied based on behavioral scores. Your digital ID determining whether you can travel, work, communicate, or access your own money. Cash disappears, privacy disappears, anonymity disappears. And meanwhile, the elites who are determined to ascend to godhood retreat into fortified bunkers, powered by the very AI infrastructure they built on the ruins of the human world. As the digital cage closes around society, anybody digging into forbidden topics, questioning official narratives, or researching the machinery being built behind the scenes needs to understand one thing. You're being watched, tracked, and profiled. Protecting your privacy is no longer optional. Legacy VPNs? Forget it. Proton? It's literally funded by the World Economic Forum and the European Union. Let that sink in. ExpressNord, Surfshark, they all keep logs, they all cave to warrants. They're all headquartered in 5949's countries that will hand your IP over faster than you can blink. You need something that can't betray you. That's VP.net, the world's first trustless VPN. No central servers they can raid, no logs they can seize because there's nothing to seize. It runs on blockchain nodes spread across thousands of independent operators. Even if the entire US government demands your data, there's nobody to hand it over to. It's mathematically impossible to de-anonymize you. No logs, no back doors, no subpoenas that ever get answered. Go to vp.net/TPV. One click and you're gone. Smart people are already there. See you on the other side.